2. Chemistry. Listen to a discussion in a chemistry class.
Okay, everyone. How did our planet's sun begin? And what's going to happen to it in the future? Astronomers believe that the life of our sun began sometime between 4.5 and 5 billion years ago. It formed in what's called a stellar nursery, an enormous cloud of gas and dust. Now, if you had to guess, what kind of gas would you say was present in this stellar nursery?
Hydrogen and helium? I mean, that's what the sun's made up of.
Excellent guess, but mostly hydrogen. Within the nursery cloud, there were hundreds of lumps of hydrogen gas and dust. Then, about 5 billion years ago, some kind of disturbance, probably the blast from a star exploding nearby, caused these lumps to collapse. The weight of all that dust and gas produced a great amount of pressure. This caused the particles to rub against each other. And what do you get when you rub two things together?
Friction?
Yes, and friction produces heat. Eventually, it got so hot that the hydrogen particles began coming together and forming helium particles. This process is called nuclear fusion. It's what makes nuclear bombs so powerful, and it's also what makes the sun burn like it does. And that's how our star was born.
But it's going to burn out someday, right?
Unfortunately, yes, but not in our lifetime. The sun's been burning now for about 5 billion years and is expected to last for another 5 billion. You can sort of think of the sun as a giant fuel tank. It would now be halfway empty. So what happens when the sun starts to run out of hydrogen gas? Well, towards its end, when the tank is nearly empty, the sun will start burning the hydrogen in its core. This will cause it to expand to 30 times its current size. Then, after about 2 billion years, when there's no more hydrogen left, the remaining helium will fuse into carbon, and the outer gases will drift away. All that's left after this will be a tiny white core of hot carbon called a white dwarf. At this point, our sun is as good as dead. Its gas tank will be totally spent.
1. How is the discussion organized? Two, how does the professor clarify the points he makes about the death of the sun? Three, put the following information in chronological order. Place a number in the box next to each phrase in the order of events. Four. What does the professor imply about the sun? Five. What can be inferred about nuclear bombs?